you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This 3 News Now weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. More clouds, showers, a few storms possible today. 69 expected for the high. Thunderstorms rolling in tonight. And then tomorrow, we're looking at some spotty showers with 69 in the forecast for the high. Right now, 51 degrees. Watch the 3 News Now weather alert team. The team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:07. Here are your news headlines. An internet sales tax is closer to reality here in Nebraska.
I thought it was already legit.
They've been talking about it. So this is the first round approval for a bill yesterday calling for online retailers to collect sales taxes for the state.
Okay, and it passed the first stage. It looks like it should be a slam dunk to go through.
Okay, Current state law only requires companies with physical presence in Nebraska. So, like, if you have a brick-and-mortar store here...
You got to pay the tax.
So they're saying it could bring in $40 million. The only thing that's going to stop it is probably the governor vetoing it.
Okay, because...
But we're broke. We need money.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I thought Amazon had... You know, because I bought something from Amazon shortly after they announced that we're going to have to pay sales tax on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they added tax to it.
They've elected to do that in some states.
Yeah.
Amazon did. Yeah. But they don't do that everywhere.
Oh.
And not everybody has to. They're getting out ahead of it and saying, we're going to do it.
You might as well.
And I mean, if Amazon's doing it, I feel like they're the largest culprit in lack of sales tax collecting.
Think how much every other online company already hates Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Great. Sweet. Must be nice.
You're getting everyone's money and then so you want to pay taxes.
Yeah.
There's talk though, the governor is expected to veto the bill. So I mean it could
You're saying that's the only way that'll halt it.
That would halt it. I mean they could go and then revote, like they can do a veto override if they have enough votes, and it doesn't matter whether or not the governor vetoes it. If there are enough Senate votes, they can override it. But the word is now that Governor Ricketts is expected to deny the bill if it passes. So we'll see what ends up happening. But yeah, I mean, it could be internet sales tax coming here. Now, in other legislature across the river in Iowa, drivers will soon have to put their phones down. The Iowa House approved a bill that would make texting while driving a primary offense. We've talked about this before. Right now, it's a secondary offense. So if they pull you over for something else and they happen to notice that you're texting while driving, they can ticket you for that. But this would be, they see you do it, and that can be the reason for the stop.
Okay.
If it passes the Iowa legislature, the governor is expected to approve the bill. If he does, it goes into effect July 1st. So in Nebraska, police are calling on lawmakers to adopt a similar bill. I mean, law enforcement here is like, we'd really like you to do that. I'm sure just for all the traffic incidents.
Maybe they're just waiting for the driverless car.
Yes.
I mean, right when we finally have put our phone down while we drive, they're going to be like, just get in the back seat and let your Alexa drive. Amazon Alexa, take me to Walmart.
Yeah. Do it.
But my phone's down.
And then the phone will be, but don't your car phone will be like, well, why don't we just have Walmart come to you?
Yeah, there you go.
Like, fine. You go back in the house, wait for the drone.
Two
candidates for Omaha mayor were debating last night. So it was incumbent mayor Gene Stothert and challenger Heath Mello. They debated. It was 3 News Now and Omaha World Herald teaming up. It was the first time since last week's primary election. And
it was right across the room from where we are right now.
Yeah.
It seems like, they got a lot of ground covered. I mean, the big thing was the talk of crime, the streetcar, road conditions, the annexation policy. Stothert, was accusing Mello of needing Twitter accounts to know people are concerned about
crime. He referenced Mean Streets and following crime. So he's like, man, you followed Mean Streets or listened to the Squawk Box, and when he said Mean Streets, so she was like, well, I don't follow Twitter. I get my crime report from the police chief himself.
Absolutely.
So the debate is, she's saying her crime statistics are coming from the police force, And he's saying, Mello's like, well, my crime statistics are coming from the World Herald.
And Twitter.
Journalistic sources. It's this argument that the mayor is responsible for whether crime is up or down.
So I guess priority one response times are good. That they're faster by 23 seconds from a couple years ago.
Good, that's good news. Good.
But priority two calls are like a minute behind. There's a greater lag time.
That's something they got to work on.
I thought it was a good debate, man. It was like debate should be very boring to watch. You know, it's a mayoral debate. You're going to snooze through it. Yeah. There was enough excitement there that something to pay attention. You need to watch more of these debates.
Yeah.
I liked it when
I don't know if she, that the whole debate is how does she lose her gig, the current mayor? Have you done enough?
Yes.
Wrong. There's no real scandal. Some kind of outside critics were going after both candidates, Mello and Stothert, going, well, they're both totally coming off the streetcar thing now because it doesn't seem as maybe politically popular.
She's saying, let's
leave it to a vote to the people.
Yeah.
He's saying he's backing away, but she's already willing to put money into a study.
Okay.
I didn't think there were any real attack zingers.
Didn't seem like
she sort of bristled a little bit at him coming after her for trying to say she was responsible for ConAgra leaving, that she didn't do enough. She got angry about that. He said she's taken money from
a construction company.
A construction group in town.
Yeah.
And she's saying that's not up to me. That's city council. She fired back at him like, well, you're getting all this money from the fire department, from their union.
Yeah.
And kind of saying your attack ads at me are paid for by the fire department.
Isn't that interesting? He's going to attack, Mello's going to attack her job that she's been doing, and then she can't really attack his job because he's never been mayor. So this is such an interesting deal.
Like your lack of experience and your
it's an
ideas.
Interesting deal, an interesting debate, because it's like, okay, well, you know, because I watched most of it. I thought it was interesting when they turned to, all right, now I get to ask Jeff questions.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I was like, whoa, I will pause and wait for this one. And I thought it was going to get more meaty, but yeah, I thought it was all right.
I suppose you don't want to be the guy that's slinging. I mean, you know, Mello, that's when Mello asked the question about where.
I just want it to be just not like what we just went through.
Exactly.
I don't want it to be like that, because I will flip it off in a heartbeat.
They asked Mello, will you apologize for coming after the mayor for being out of town during a snowstorm?
Remember,
we had 90th and Dodge. They asked him, will you come off of that attack?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I will. I'm willing to say when I'm wrong. It was an apology with a zinger.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not fair to say that it, you know, the snow is her fault when she's out of town. He's like, even though we weren't prepared.
I mean,
they were both some kind of backward.
Well, I see there's another one coming up Friday on a different station.
Yeah, so next debate will be Friday at the Omaha Press Club. And then this is all gearing up. You know, it's quick. I mean,
yeah,
it's a 4-week sprint to May 9th election, which is closing in faster than ever.
I wish the presidency was this quick. Well, maybe just a little
Wouldn't
longer,
it be nice?
But not 2 years long, you know?
Yeah, that would be very, very nice.
Okay.
Some good news about the Ferris wheel at the College World Series. It is going to be back, and there's going to be a free day. I guess the Mecca board says that June 25th, the final Sunday of the CWS, people can ride the Ferris wheel for free. There was talk about it being free the whole time, but I guess, I mean, at the end of the day, they're like, we can't. I mean,
bang loud on the booth and wake them up.
There won't be a line on Sunday, the last day.
It's free. The cost will be $5 for adults, $3 for kids 12 and under the rest of the time, except for that final.
It's actually it's giant and it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, I
was saddened by I didn't see people in line.
At nighttime, it is awesome.
It's got to be a great view.
It's like
a
rock
city.
And roll lighting and all this stuff on it. It's really cool. How long is it? It just goes around like maybe 10, 15 times?
Yeah.
For $5, yeah.
I mean, if you're afraid of heights, some people get wigged out by it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, I wouldn't ply your date with drinks if she doesn't like heights and get her on there.
You'll be
wearing her meal.
Oh, gross.
On your chest.
Ew.
Maybe you're into that.
Maybe that's your thing. Maybe that's exactly where you wanted the night to go.
Yeah.
United Airlines remaining under fire after a video of a passenger being dragged off a flight at Chicago's O'Hare Airport went viral. Protesters, there was a rally, demonstrators. I mean, everybody's just having their moment.
There's probably, though, you know how there's those tribes in parts of the world where like a helicopter hovers over the Amazon and they look down, they're like, oh my God.
They've just been talking about those
guys. No one has ever seen these people. We don't think they've ever seen humanity and they're staring up and throwing spears at that. Like, I think they've seen the footage.
Yes.
Like everyone.
They're like,
they're like, bad. United Airlines.
They're like everyone, was so bad.
Everyone on earth has seen the footage. It's like, is this not the biggest PR disaster ever?
I'm waiting for discounts. Because you know what? My anger will disappear real quick.
Exactly. When it's a BOGO. You're like, I mean, my outrage can be bought.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
It can be bought.
Well, so. We'll get into this next. But yeah, there is definitely some things that you need to know about when you fly. We'll bring that up.
Isn't United just guilty is that they are the number one airline for bumping people?
No, they aren't. No.
Southwest
actually,
Isn't that weird? Way up there though.
No, well, they're six. They're not even in the top five.
I was just reading it this morning.
The mainstream ones?
Yes. One out of every 10,000 Southwest gets bumped. And I was like, that's it?
They're not even in the top 10,000. They're below the industry standard for actually doing it. And that's why it's like unbelievable that they're the ones getting hosed on this.
Well, it's weird.
But that's all they're really guilty of. The bad guys here are basically those security guards.
Yes.
They weren't Chicago cops.
No.
And they weren't TSA. They were security guards who obviously really are the big flaw here. You know, the stewardess union, they're all like, whoa, that's not our policy. We don't do that. We don't beat up people.
No.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, so the latest on this Delta fiasco when the guy got drug off. All right, so they have other footage. What?
United.
Oh, yeah, United. I apologize.
Yeah, no worries.
They have also footage of this guy. All right, so this guy accepted, him and his wife apparently, accepted the $800 to go off of that plane. And then when he got off the plane, apparently that's when he figured out he wasn't getting back on to get home that night. And then he went back on. And that is actually what kind of triggered the whole thing. He had already accepted it. So if he accepted and said, hey, yeah, I'm going to get off the plane.
Well, then
how is he back seated in a...
That's all I was saying. You're saying...
They initially, him and the wife accepted, but then when they realized that they're not going to fly out, they thought they were going to be on a flight later that day.
Yeah, yeah.
So the flight doesn't leave till tomorrow. They're like, oh, well, we can't do that. We have to work tomorrow. That was the...
Okay.
So then he says, I'm not leaving. So you got that footage of him going, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. He's saying it. I'm not leaving. And then that's the big faux pas. They're like, just move along.
Yeah.
This guy says no. Go to the next passenger or up the price.
Up the price.
$500, $300, and people would probably be fighting over it.
Because
okay, I will.
$1,000.
Find the price point.
$1,300, actually.
Is what they can go to.
Yeah, there's a rule. The United's contract of carriage states that the airline will offer a maximum amount of anywhere in the range of $675 to $1,350.
So they have $300 more. That's all that wiggle room to easily bump it to because it was at $1,000. So they could have bumped it to $1,300. You might have had somebody say yes. Instead, now we're locked into this deal of this passenger's refusing to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the four had got up and walked out.
Yeah.
Like, well, this sucks.
Yep.
And then the security guys come in there and...
You will leave!
The footage doesn't stop getting
bad.
Awkward.
I love it.
And awful. So they call it IDB, involuntary denials of boarding.
Okay.
Is the status. Whether they deny you at the gate or sometimes when you're on the plane.
Okay.
They go, you gotta
That's when it gets froggy when you're on the plane. They really try to handle it at the gate because obviously once it gets to the point where you're settled in your seat.
Oh, it's easier just to handle it ahead of time. Yeah.
And they usually do. If you notice at the gate, like have you ever gone up to the counter before to check in or whatever and they're like, hey, are you interested in going on a later flight? It's going to be kind of a full flight. We're sort of looking for volunteers. Like I've had that conversation before. You know, they're like, well, this is what we're offering.
We all want it. It's just never good enough of an offer. The legit thing is you always got to go.
You got to get back.
It's like
you got to get back. No one has that much pad time and unless you're unemployed.
Yeah. And like most of the time, I mean, a lot of times you get home the next day you have to work. I mean, mm-hmm. it's very rare that you have two, 3 days to chill.
Right, that you're coming home on a Saturday, yes. So you can have like Sunday as a reset day.
Yeah, and like, then I'm leaving town next week on Saturday, actually. I get back on Friday, but we don't return until Monday. So bring it on. I'll take your $1,000.
I know. $1,000 and an extra day in paradise. Done and done.
Well, it wouldn't be that. I'd be stuck in an airport somewhere.
So the story, they say that United Airlines is one of the most aggressive overbookers.
Okay.
Which gets us to the initial problems when you overbook a plane. This was the extra anomaly of we got to make room for airline employees.
Yeah.
So you got to get out of your seat.
Mm-hmm.
But the main problem is overbooking. And it's only going to get worse because as planes seem later and later and later, people miss the connecting flight.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happens. These seats become empty because somebody's connecting flight was late.
I see.
The algorithm always overbooks because they don't want a half-empty plane.
I see. Now that makes sense on the overbooking. I guess I was just thinking the overbooking based on...
The no-shows.
Okay. It used to be,
all right.
Yeah.
So stupid, the no-shows because like, of late. We never go to a hockey game or a football game and five butts show up at once.
No.
That's my seat. That's my seat. Yeah. My seat. And then the CenturyLink's like, oh yeah, we overbooked it in case some of you didn't show up.
I worked for a theater that did that, though.
What?
We had an algorithm. I worked at a theater where I worked in the box office, and there was an algorithm. Like, we took more reservations than we had seats because there were always the possibility of no-shows, and you never wanted to have empty seats.
A donkey show?
Yes. And exactly, in Mexico. So the deal was is that there were always those awkward nights where the algorithm, you know, I mean, it was just one of those perfect storms where everyone who booked a ticket
wants to see the donkey
show. They hear that it's like a really good one this week.
Really? Is there nothing else going on in Tijuana tonight?
And I remember, like, we'd have to, like, carry in chairs. Like, you're like, okay, like, here we go. But
what? You carried in chairs? Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, you'd have to bring in seats. I mean, because people had bought tickets in good faith of the fact that, like, there was going to be a show. You try to guide them to the other donkey show.
Yeah.
You're like, but there's a burro show. And they're like, I really wanted to see the donkey show. You're like, what if I told you that the burro show was just as good, if not better, than the donkey show?
There you go. So
I guess this is a case where we, the regular passengers, would be getting bumped for a airline employee.
Okay.
What also happens, though, which would be super mad, is if you're getting bumped for a higher priority traveler.
Yes. Oh, that would piss me off.
They this really
least,
do.
They really do. So
that
at least this was
mad.
Going, Mike, you got to give up your seat for you, United or American Airlines. We would be like, okay, that sounds all officially. What if it's me? You look up and I'm in a tie and a briefcase and I'm basically going, I'm more important than you.
Lowbrow person.
Now, it is just the way it works on the manifest.
Okay.
If they're overbooked, it goes down to the priority.
Well,
and I would think if I'm at that list and they walk up to me and they go, Jeff, I'm sorry, the math says you're a little guy on the totem pole.
It's
I
so
gotta
gross.
Get up and unless I have kids.
I know, but it's like so they try to single out single passengers who don't have like a frequent flyer history with the carrier that they paid a low price for the ticket. So let's say you're somebody who isn't a frequent flyer, got your ticket on some low end, you know, website where it was like, oh, I get to fly for 59 cents or whatever, and you're by yourself, you are the first butt to go. I mean,
right.
it is absolutely a class system.
Okay.
They're not going to first class to their like gold star members and being like, excuse me, Mr. Moneybags.
We need that seat.
I'm sure the first class people cackled as they drug that guy out.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is great. Do that more often.
Could I have another glass?
I didn't realize it was a flight and a show.
Right. At what point will you be dragging the poor people from steerage?
Oh my gosh. I love it. The other thing that always snafus things, what in the cases of like where you're gonna, you know, be the volunteer, if you are on a trip where you've checked your bag, you know, because you're like, I'll never see that luggage again.
Then you got that issue going on as well.
I mean, there is that point where there are people that check bags and you do think to yourself, you're like, you know what? I may make it to the other side, but is that really gonna cover me when they're like, we don't know where your suitcase is.
Overbooking, man, that's insane.
So I don't know what story you guys are seeing, but if it's different numbers, but The Economist had the story saying that per 100,000 passengers from 08 to 2016, that United beats out Delta, American, and Southwest Airlines. Those are the top four bad guys in terms of overbooking and having to bump people.
The report that I saw was out of every 10,000, and it was just for the year 2016, in which and United was came in sixth against the rivals.
Like, so their Southwest numbers are going down, but they're still a big bad guy.
Yeah, they're sixth in the list, but I mean, it was surprising. It was like Southwest, JetBlue, American, Frontier, Spirit, and then United.
So, and that's 10,000. So basically, those guys are going the other direction.
Yeah,
they're starting to peak. This might actually be United has been trying to rectify it in face of this ugly story.
And then here it is.
Because they were one of these leaders, and it's the main story of just overbooking.
This thing is insane, and it's not going to get any cleaner, and, I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh, like they say they want that CEO to step down, and you never, it's like, does he deserve to? He didn't do it.
No, he didn't do anything.
But I mean, is that a fall on your sword moment?
Well, I think the problem with the fall on the sword is that he was sloppy out of the gate. Had he been out in front of it, but he didn't, he'd had to like try three tries at a good apology. And everyone's like, you can't do that as a CEO of a major. And I guess their big market is China. And China.
Oh, they're calling a race card.
They're really
right now.
Upset.
They feel like it's, like it's racist.
Yeah.
Because people put it out there. People put on social media, they're like, they threw them off because they're racist.
Well, he said something in that moment. Is this because I'm Chinese? And they glommed onto that. And it's like, it really doesn't have anything to do.
We've been in that situation before.
You can get painted with that brush, which is pretty bad.
Ooh,
I would think, though, if I'm that CEO of an airline or a company in a bad PR moment like this, my mindset should have been, you guys, we're going to compensate this guy so well that the world is jealous that they weren't the guy getting beaten up and drug off the plane.
Exactly.
Do you want to know something, though?
Exactly.
He's still in the hospital.
Wow,
here
of course
Chicago.
He is. I'm sure his lawyers are like...
I watched that tape a bunch of times. He hits his head on the armrest of the of the chair across the aisle.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When they pulled him out, he went into the other chair.
He fell and banged into it.
Yeah, but he's lawyering up like crazy right now. So, you know, I would be in the hospital all month.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of nonstop music.
Every morning. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
402-938-9400. Celebrity News. Molly, what's up?
Carpool Karaoke is getting another primetime special on CBS next month. Guests for the special have yet to be announced, but it'll be James Corden hosting his very special brand of funny as he drives around town singing with celebrities. He won an Emmy Award for his first primetime
It's pretty good.
Store.
It seems like the popularity of those cooled a little bit. Like, we haven't watched a clip in a bit.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I think it depends on who he nabs, you know? Like, like the popularity of you're like, ooh, I want to see that person.
Well, like, it'll pop up now because he keeps doing it, but I don't always click now. I'm like, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, it's run its course.
The Bruno Mars one was awesome.
So May 22nd, CBS, that's when the new Carpool Karaoke primetime special is going to air. And I guess when ABC originally was looking to cast their hit show Scandal, it was not Kerry Washington, but Connie Britton that they wanted to play Olivia Pope.
She's from Friday Night Lights?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen Connie Britton. Don't you remember? She was in that first season of American Horror Story. She's in that Nashville.
Yeah, it's basically going with a white chick other than African-American.
Yeah, I guess she felt certain. I guess Shonda Rhimes, who is, you know, the Svengali, the big name talent behind Scandal, said that she was certain that Olivia Pope was a black woman, especially since the character was inspired by a real-life Washington, D.C. crisis fixer who is African-American.
Difference. It's just a different character. Isn't there kind of an age difference, too?
Yeah, you know, I've never been... People are like, if you start watching, you're going to become addicted.
Oh,
and so I haven't taken the bite.
Women love it. I mean,
crazy for that show.
Connie Britton is 50.
Okay.
How old's Kerry Washington? Kerry Washington is beautiful. I mean, it kind of launched her. I don't remember her being on my radar and then...
Not like,
seeing her.
She's now.
Okay, so Kerry's 40. Man, she's 40 and looks like she's 30.
40 years old.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
Wow. So Kerry Washington, which is sort of interesting. I guess ABC was pushing for Connie.
Did you just make cat sound effects?
Wow.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I love I love Connie Britton, though.
Meow.
Her hair is fantastic. Can we just say that Connie Britton, like, that was the one thing that I was, when we watched her on American Horror Story, I'm like, God, her hair is crazy good.
I loved her in Friday Night Lights. You That's where she
Connie
fell.
Britton.
Yeah, yeah, Connie Britton. Britton. Yeah, I'm talking about Connie. I'm sorry.
So
the
network-
Rowers for Connie Britton, not yeah. for Carrie.
Yeah, for all of them.
So
for
network
anything.
Was all network. ABC was all Team Connie, while Shonda Rhimes, who was the creator and like the you know the big show producer, said no, 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 Kerry Washington. And so they ended up going with her gut, and man, boy, has it paid off because yeah. Scandal is like the Star Wars. You can become, you could have a moment on the set of a Star Wars movie, and donating to a good cause will give someone that chance. Mark Hamill, you know, famously Luke Skywalker, and Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey in the new, you know, trilogy that's been hitting screens. They said that the 2017 Force for Change campaign, it's all to help the UNICEF initiative and the Starlight Children's Foundation. So I guess you donate, puts you in a pool, and a winner will be chosen each week of the 3-week fundraising campaign. It's all through Omaze, O-M-A-Z-E. It's that initiative. So Star Wars, The Last Jedi, that's going to be, you could be having an overnight stay. Listen to this. The winners get an overnight stay and VIP tour of Skywalker Ranch. You get to join the Star Wars cast on the red carpet for the next hit, the Last Jedi. And then you'll get to go to the premiere and the after party, plus visit the set of the upcoming Han Solo movie. Jeez. And a chance to appear in the film.
I wonder if those guys working Skywalker Ranch get sick of all the nerds walking around. Maybe they can't tell the difference between the the visitors and the guys who work there. But, I mean, they really are working.
Yeah, they're working people.
They're trying to do stuff. They're like, you know, Industrial Light and Magic. They're actually trying to, you know.
Would that be a dream gig?
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't remember, it wasn't just the visuals. It was also audio.
Yeah.
ILM
THX
broke ground on audio production. And
because wasn't THX out of them?
Mm-hmm.
That was
deal. His brilliant deal that Lucas leveraged Star Wars with, that he told, if movie theater, if you want to show my movie, you have to have THX sound.
Perfect.
In your studio, that or whatever it was.
Oh, that thing's so loud.
So that's pretty neat. I mean, that a sci-fi movie set the bar, not just for the special effects, for audio.
Yeah.
Surround sound, all that amazing stuff that we take for granted now.
Yeah, we do.
So it's like omaze.org is where you can go.
Okay.
Oh, actually, cool. omaze.com. And so there's all sorts of awesome experiences. There's all sorts of different ones that you can do. They've got one day left. You can meet Daniel Craig and take home an Aston Martin.
I would love you to meet Daniel Craig.
I know. Join the cast of Love Actually for a day in London. Oh, dear.
Him and his little mankini.
Yeah.
You could have Arnold Schwarzenegger be your life coach.
That's how I'd want to meet him.
I mean, this Omaze is really, it's really unbelievable. Donate and win a once-in-a-lifetime experience and support an amazing cause. And they have like all these crazy celebrities.
And I mean, this would cost me a minimum donation of what?
I got to check the minimum donation. I'm afraid to click on the learn more than the
more. I mean, like, it's just me rich people will leverage, you know, rich people will donate to a great cause and then their rich kid will get to meet Daniel Craig.
Because I
for my $5 donation, now
I think
I'm shaking his hand on the beach.
Like, I think if you give $5 or $5 million, your name goes into a lottery and then they just choose a winner each week. I don't think it's, it's not based on how much you donate. It's based on the fact that you did donate.
That's amazing.
Oh, amazing.
And this is giving clean water to people?
No, this is UNICEF. So these are the people that go to developing countries and help women and children, you know, that are struggling with whether it's clean water or health care or food or poverty. I mean, it's through the UN.
Yeah.
So
UNICEF.
That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
When did the latest Star Wars, did that come out this week for rental?
You know what? I was just going to complain about that, Jeff. It's supposed to be on rental on Redbox. Not available anywhere.
Probably because it's checked out.
I don't know if it is. I was on it early yesterday trying to reserve something.
It must be because you can download it on iTunes right now. You can rent it.
Oh, you can on iTunes. Okay. Cause
on all the services.
On Amazon, you can. It says you can buy it for $15.
Oh, you
should.
Well,
that's the sucker bet.
Yeah.
Don't
I'm not going to
buy it.
I just want to rent the damn thing. Wyleen still has not seen it.
We own it.
You have an iPad, don't you?
We own it.
I was going to say, those kids were not going to let me. I mean, they were like, no way I was getting out of the Star Wars vortex.
I'm
going to
do that.
Money.
I'm going to get it for the trip on Saturday.
So I almost pulled the trigger last night and rented the Star Wars.
Yeah.
So good.
But I'm like, I'm going to wait. There's a really good Chris Farley documentary on there.
Is there really?
You should watch on the phone.
I am Chris.
I am Chris Farley.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.